You're stuck with a low profit business or a job that doesn't give you financial freedom, and you want to build a business that actually produces the results that you've dreamed of. So what's the smartest way to build a $1 million, $10 million, or even $100 million business? Today, I'm going to show you how to leverage the most powerful business model. Hi there, my name is Kenneth Ott, and welcome to Grow Time, where we explore ideas to help you live a high performance life. And today we're talking about how to build a smart business that is profitable and can scale really, really well. Now I'll say this, and this should go without saying, this is no guarantee. Business is hard. Business takes a lot of work. Most people don't put in that work, and you'll likely not achieve the results I'm going to talk about here, but they do happen. In fact, I've experienced this with many, many businesses. I've worked with hundreds and about 1,000 businesses in the last 20 years. I own several of them, and I've leveraged this business model in most of them, and I've seen the results. I've worked with businesses that are doing $1 million, that are starting out, that are doing 10 million, 50 million, 100 million, even $1 billion, and I've seen the results, and I can see the commonality and the power in this specific business model. And so, people often want to build businesses that make whatever you want them to make, right? So I'm just going to pick numbers, right? If you're just starting out, maybe $100,000 is your goal. Maybe $1 million is your goal. If you're $1 million or so business and you've got things rolling, maybe you want to be a $10 million business or a $100 million business, right? But here's the deal. Often people set revenue goals, but people don't set profit goals and life balance goals and fulfillment goals, and all those things are really what feed into enjoyment. In fact, more revenue with less profit is kind of more painful, right? You make $100 million, and you only get to keep $1. That's a lot of work for $1, right? If you make $1 million, you get to keep $1,000. I'll take that one, right? Over the two. And so there's really nuances in what you're trying to achieve. And that's important to define, right? And so here's the deal. The business model that you choose is probably the most important decision. It's going to be the engine, the vehicle that actually helps you get to the balance and the fulfillment and the profit that you want and how quickly you want to get there. Choosing the wrong business model means that you won't get there. Right? It may mean that you don't get there at all. It may mean that it takes way too much time and way too much effort, or maybe that you don't have any or enough profit or any profit at all at the end to do what you want to do, which is probably create financial freedom for yourself, which is the only reason why you'd start a business in the first place or why you're running a business, right? So maybe you're running a business right now and it's not producing the profit you want, or it's not producing the financial freedom that you want. Well, you may have the wrong model. You may want to tweak it. And so what is the best business model to get you to $1 million or $10 million or $100 million or whatever you want it to be, and do it profitably and do it in a scalable way? Here's the deal. In order to do those things, you want a business model that detaches time from the product, from the value creation and the revenue, right? If time is directly attached to revenue, then you can only make as much as there is time. Even if it's multiples of time, you still can only make as much as there is time. So, and then adding time, right, adds people and adds cost. And this creates a linear scale, right, where the more you make, the more it costs you, right? And so the more problems, and just eventually, like, it doesn't matter what revenue you're doing, it's still like more money, more problems, right? Like, so true. Thanks, Biggie. And so how do you do this? How do you decouple time from the product, from the value creation, and from the revenue? So I'll get to that in a minute, but I want to tell you a quick story. This is one of the best examples that I have in my experience of businesses that I've started. And so in 2016, I started and helped this small company that was selling a $50 product or so. And within the first year, we had done a few $100,000, right? Then within the first 3 years, like shuttle forward, with just minor product improvements and new products, we crossed the $10 million a year mark. And that was a big one. right? And that was only 3 years in. We're doing about $10 million a year in sales and very profitably. And today, that same business is doing about $100 million a year, right? With the same basic model. And this is only possible because we invested into the product and then we focused on selling the product, right? We detached time from income. And this is a product-based business model, also known as e-commerce, right? But e-commerce is the sales channel. The business model is a product-based business model, right? So that's what I want to focus on showing you today. It is the model that can get you, in my experience, the best way to find your way to the life of that you hope to have with your business. All right, so product-based business model detaches time from revenue creation. And so if you look at all of the biggest companies, right, all of the most profitable ones, you got Apple, Tesla, Bank of America, Verizon, you pick the one. They all have one thing in common. They sell a product or they sell a service as a product, right? They create the product once and they focus their time on selling and then customer relationships. Your time investment becomes exponential to your returns. And then the sales channel of e-commerce magnifies this because you sell directly to the consumer. You do it online. It's very fast. You have a lot of control. That's why I think that's the most powerful sales channel for the most powerful business model, right? So e-commerce is the most powerful sales channel for the most powerful business model, which is the product-based business model. And so if you do this, you can invest time and effort into marketing and conversations and customer development rather than in servicing your product directly. And I know this because I've helped, I think approximately right now, about 1,000 businesses do this over the course of 20 years or so, maybe even more of them, and many more founders and many more owners and entrepreneurs. And so I'm going to give you 7 steps to building a high potential and highly leveraged product-based business. And these are high level, okay? And so I couldn't get into everything right now. But if you'd like to go deeper, you can reach out to me. We can talk about even working together. And there's a little bit more content on me on my website. And so I'm going to get into these 7 steps right now. Step number 1, find a high-value problem that people will pay to solve. It all starts with the pain point or the problem that people have in their path to some sort of result, right? So someone doesn't really care about your product. They don't care at all. They care about some result that they're trying to get over here, all right? And so they have a problem that's stopping them from getting to that result. And you want to find a product that solves that problem and ideally the highest value problem, right? With the simplest product. Okay, so that's few secrets on step number 1. Step number 2, spend your time creating the simplest product that solves one of those needs, right? One of those pain points on that journey of that customer. So this may be software, this may be digital, this may be informational, this may be a physical product, this may be a productized service. But the idea is you want to make a simple product that solves one aspect of a problem that's high value. Number 3, ensure that you have the highest possible profit margin in your product. This is also referred to as gross product margin. This is extremely important. When I consult with product-based businesses, e-commerce businesses, this is the first thing that I look at. When they're having problems, it goes back to profit margin on their product. When things are great, it goes back to profit margin on their product. And so if you choose the wrong profit margin, then you will not succeed. Your entire business will crumble because everything comes from these profit margins in your products. So you have to make sure that there's enough in there to support everything else. Number 4, create a brand and a business that people want to engage with. People don't care about your product. In fact, people don't even buy your product. They think they buy your product, but what they really buy is your brand. And if you have no brand, then they will not buy from you again. They do not buy you, right? They're buying you transactionally and you are a commodity if you don't have a brand. And so you must focus on creating a brand that people want to engage with. And a brand is not a logo. A brand is not colors. A brand is not how things look. Those are all leading and pointing at the brand. They're all building the brand. But the brand, the core essence of it, is an emotional connection. It's a story that you have, a philosophy on how to solve a problem that someone aligns with and they actually see themselves wanting to be a part of. That is your brand. And you must intentionally create that because that is how you build a profitable and high value business. Number five, invest in a powerful e-commerce strategy. And so I said, the most powerful business model that I've ever seen is the product-based business model. And the most powerful sales channel that I've ever seen is the e-commerce sales channel. And this is because you sell directly to customers. But I want to tear down one of the misconceptions. A lot of people think of businesses as e-commerce businesses. There's no such thing as an e-commerce business. There's only such thing as an e-commerce sales channel, right? You have a product business. And if you think you have an e-commerce business, then you are focusing on the wrong thing, right? And you won't be successful or as successful as you can be. Now, you may hear me talk about e-commerce businesses because a lot of people relate to themselves that way. But the truth is, the sales strategy and the product itself are separate. You need to do the best at both. So that's number five, invest in a powerful e-commerce strategy. Number six, learn from people with experience. So you can do things the hard way or you can do things the easier way, right? The hard way is, pointing over here is where you want to be on this journey and here's where you are and then making your own map. The easier way is pointing over here to where you want to be, finding someone else who was there or helps people get there, and then buying the map from them. And that's kind of what we do, right? We have e-commerce coaching programs and mentorships, and we actually take on certain high value private clients to work directly with them, all helping them on their journey to achieve this goal over here, right? We give them that map where we walk them through it. But here's the thing. You want to learn from people with experience. Those are mentors. Those are coaches. Those are service providers. Whatever those are, you can do things the hard way. You can do this in the easy way. So I would say do the easier way. It's faster. Number seven, build a high leverage team to actually scale the business. And so in order to achieve a $1 million, $10 million, $100 million business, whatever it is that is profitable and scalable, you must be able to decouple your time, which you've done by choosing the right business model, right? The product-based business model. And now you want to also not get sucked into all the other areas, right? And so you need to build a high leverage team to actually scale this business. Bring in experienced people who are really good at certain areas. Make sure that you are creating SOPs and ways of doing things and documenting things so that then for low-level tasks that don't require a lot of experience, someone else can follow your process. And I've got quite a few videos on how to do that and how to scale operations and create organizational success around things like SOPs and processes that you can link to. But you want to build a high-leverage team. That's the only way to create a high-leverage business. This is the model. This is the highest leverage business model that I've ever found, this product-based business model using an e-commerce strategy. It can enable you to quickly get to revenues of 1 million, 10 million, 100 million. That's not a promise. That's just my experience and what I see. But it has to be built right. And if you want profitability, you actually have to do that in the right way as well. You have to pick the right type of things to do, the right type of margins, the right type of products. You have to design things to be profitable. And so if you apply this business model and this business idea to your business or to what you're trying to do, I think you'll see growth, right? If you put in the work, but only you'll be able to tell that. And so I hope this helps you live at a high performance and a successful life. For more tips like this from me or to work with me, you can go to kennethott.com or kenott.com. That's kenott.com. And until next time, thanks and never stop growing.